420-8320. Do it today.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Tuesday, January 16th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is former Antrim County Commissioner Christian Marcus. He's also member of the Antrim County Republican Party, where I'll be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock in Ellsworth. And he's also a sitting member, duly elected, to serve on the 1st Congressional District's Executive Committee. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Randy. How are we doing today?
We're good, good, good. I understand that there was a planned meeting for the 1st Congressional District that was supposed to be Friday night, before the special state committee meeting on Saturday there in the Houghton Lake area. But because of bad weather, some people were trying to come to be there in person. Others were driving to get there and was having difficulty with the snowstorm on Friday night. Couldn't participate in the Zoom meeting, so it was canceled. What was the purpose and what were you guys going to be discussing on Friday night as part of the 1st Congressional District's Executive Committee?
Well, first, to make everybody aware of the reason why there was even a meeting is within the state party, there's districts represented, and each one of the districts, the chairs, are also part of those state committee members. So in the 1st District, we also have a chair that sits on the state as a voting member. So keep in mind that every district in the state has a chair that is a member of the state committee. So the result of the January 6th meeting resulted in a 1st District vote to address the presence of the 1st District chair at that January 6th meeting.
Now let me give point of clarification. I'm going to pull Robert's Rules of Order on you, Mr. Commissioner. So the people are clear. There's 13 congressional districts. So each congressional district's chair is a voting member of the state committee of the Michigan Republican Party.
Correct.
Okay. Now on that point, Sue Aller, who is elected and has been elected to be the chair of the 1st Congressional District's Executive Committee, former state representative for the 106th. She has been serving, doing a good job raising money for the Executive Committee. I believe it's probably the most money they've had in a long time under her stewardship. But she was part of, you're saying, that January 6th meeting down in Commerce Township?
That's correct. To be honest with you, the most of the voices came from those very deep precinct delegates within the district. You know, every county's precinct delegates, I wouldn't say every county, but we sure got a lot of letters, resolutions from counties asking us to address the issue, asking us to pass on their support for Chairwoman Christina Carrermo. So the outpouring of support for her and the demand for us to address the situation is the reason why the first meeting was even called.
Okay, now, so, and I want to get point of clarification for those that didn't hear what you said specifically. The meeting for Friday night, you were going to be discussing Sue Aller's involvement in the January 6th meeting?
Yes, and addressing a potential vote to remove her from the chair position of the 1st District.
Because of what she did and participated, you guys believe basically contrary to the majority of the 1st Congressional District precinct delegates and party members.
Correct. And most of all, us not being informed of the actions in advance, there was no discussion. It just kind of just happened. And it was kind of a shocker to a lot of us.
Now, do you feel and I'm asking you personally, do you personally feel that she violated her fiduciary responsibilities as chair of the first district to you and all the other delegates and all the other members by her actions on January 6th?
Personally, yes. I believe that if there's trust that we had amongst each other and the camaraderie that we had, we deserved to know what her intentions were and to at least have that discussion up front. It never happened.
Never happened. So let me get this clear. So the way I'm seeing it, you know, Chuck or Randy, the way I kind of think in my brain, I think basically you're saying that Sue Aller acted on her own and kind of infused her own beliefs or positions or agenda acting as first district chair on January 6th at that meeting.
Yes. Can you imagine if she would have took the advantage of the opportunity to speak to us and lay out her facts and got the support, we wouldn't be in this position. And same thing goes for all the other district chairs in the state who did the same thing, who didn't lay it all out for them. And let me address the reason, another difficulty that occurred in the last 24 hours. You know, that meeting that was postponed on Friday was interpreted as canceled. So that interpretation of canceled means that we once again were forced to scramble to get letters of requests for a special meeting once again yesterday. And I thought that once again was unnecessary. It was a postponed meeting, not a canceled meeting. And yet here we are again trying to meet the minimum requirement for a special meeting again. So I just don't feel like that there can be to move forward as our committee. How can you move forward when you have that kind of division?
Well, let me ask you this. Who's making the call that it was a cancellation versus a postponement, thereby triggering you guys having to go through the hoops again, the process again, the advance notice again, to call a new special meeting when, in fact, like you say, it was a postponement, not a cancellation? Who made that determination?
Well, I'm not sure of the exact determination who made it, but I do know our secretary, Chris Holtz, was trying his best to make it happen for us when we contacted him. He was, whether he was under the impression or told, I don't know, but the announcement came with, we have met the minimum required for another meeting, and sent out the notice, and the date will be this Thursday now. The same standards apply both in person and Zoom will be allowed for our members.
Okay.
We'll be doing it up in, I believe, the conference room in St. Ignace.
The
Mackinac County Airport Commission conference room.
Okay, there in St. Ignace. Yes. And that's this Thursday, the 18th. Do you know what time the meeting's going to be held?
Yes, we'll be doing it at 8 p.m.
Okay.
We had to satisfy that 72-hour
notice
to meet for the meeting.
Yep.
That's the reason why we scrambled yesterday to get this done and try to do this meeting as soon as possible, not to delay it any longer. It's already been 5 weeks since we had our first discussion.
Right. Now, let me ask you this point of question, because there's been other people within the first congressional district's executive committee, precinct delegates, either assigned a proxy or were actually there supportive of the January 6th meeting in Commerce Township. My text message I just got from one of the listeners says, is there going to be any discussion for removing these people from the executive committee who participated and or were proxies at the January 6th meeting? Is that going to be up for discussion this Thursday in St. Ignace?
No, it is not part. Special meetings have very strict guidelines.
Yep.
And so we will be meeting those guidelines and not discussing anything else. And I encourage anybody who has questions is not happy with the decision to have an open discussion. And to be honest with you, the people I called that were present at that meeting were very open and provided as absolute much as information they could provide to me and what they felt was the truth. So I don't have nothing against any member that tried their best to give me their information and what they believe is truth.
Okay, very good, because A couple of these people are upset with some people that got assigned proxies and has been very vocal and very clear, outspoken about the fact that they did get a proxy and they voted to remove Christina. And they're saying, you know what, I don't want her part of my Republican Party anymore. And I'm not going to name names, I'm not going to point fingers, but are you guys hearing that kind of discussion, those kind of comments as well?
No, we're not. As a matter of fact, the authorization for a proxy only comes from the chair. No individual can assign it. They can lobby for it, they could ask for it, but only the chair can give a proxy.
Okay, so basically, Sue, as for point of clarification, Sue Aller, as chair of the first district at that January 6th meeting, she's the one that issued out the proxies.
Yeah, she has the final say on who gets a proxy.
Okay, and those people voted to remove Christina via that proxy that was given to them by Sue Aller, the chair of the first district.
Those that were authorized to vote. Now, I don't believe a non-member cannot vote to remove a chair via proxy if they're not a voting member.
Right. Got it. Okay, very good. All right, good deal. Well, I appreciate the insight. So do me a favor. I'm going to be in Roger City on Thursday night. Vicki and I are going to be speaking to the Presque County Republicans. Tonight I'm coming to the Antrim County Republicans. Are you going to be at that meeting tonight?
Yes, I'll see you tonight.
Okay, very good. So I'll be speaking. Marv Rubing, the chairman's put me on the agenda. I'm going to be in Roger City on Thursday night. So if you could do me a favor, you mind giving us a field report perhaps on Friday's show?
Yeah, I could. I can definitely do that.
Okay, very good. I'll schedule it with you. We'll talk later. But Thursday night when we're driving back from Roger City, I'd appreciate a text message. My cell phone service doesn't always work great coming through Onaway. But send me a text. Let me know the outcome of the vote, possibly to remove Sue Aller as the chairwoman of the 1st Congressional District Republican Party. And we'll talk more with you. Christian, appreciate you coming on during your busy workday and giving us a field report.
Yep. There's only one ice fisherman out there on the lake, at Houghton Lake. I hope he's above water because you can't tell, and he's at the south end of the lake. So
south end of the lake. All right, brother. We've got a weather report, field report as well. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Kristen Marcus, part of the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee. Appreciate the field report. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this third hour. Have you guys noticed how clear and uninterrupted the show has been for the last month or so? Have you taken notice of it? I am broadcasting to you today from a third world country. I'm not in the United States. Why? How is that even possible? Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, and his company, Legendary Systems, has installed a virtual private network on this computer, my cell phone, Vicky's cell phone, and her computer. And we have the ability to turn on our VPN and change the location of our device. Right now, they can't find me. Have you noticed the clarity and how I've not been knocked off the air in a long time? That's because of Jonathan Deke. He's taking over the hosting of our servers for the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the radio station, WCHY.us, and our podcast. When we were hacked and we lost 8 years worth of podcasts, Jonathan's the one that was able to back it up with our engineer, Devin Lawrence, and restore what we could of this past year's podcast and the current ones every single day. Now, not only are they getting posted to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts faster, quicker, but they are backed up on a different server, which is also in a third world country. If you want this type of protection for your business, for your private browsing, you need to get a hold of Jonathan Deke. Now, you can check him out on his website, legendarysystems.net, but better to give him a call directly. 231-818-8349. Again, 231-818-8349. If you want that number in a clickable, dialable link, just text me at the radio station's number, 231-360-5140. You have already got it stored, that one, in your phone. Just text me the word geek, and I'll text you back a link So all you got to do is click on it, and it'll automatically dial it for you in your phone, 231-818-8349. He also, for years now, has been our remote computer fixer. Anytime I've had a computer issue in the studio or here in my office, I get a hold of Jonathan, I call him, he gives me a code, I punch it into the computer, he logs in remotely from wherever he's at on his cell phone, takes over control of our computers, and fixes the problem. I remember clear as a day, one day I was getting ready to do the show, I was like 4 minutes away from, hey everybody, welcome on into the show. I couldn't access my computer. Something was happening. I had no idea how to fix it. I did a hard reboot on it, control, alt, delete. I hit the power button. I did everything I could, and I could not get the computer to operate. I called Jonathan in a panic. I'm like, dude, I got to go on the air in 240 seconds. He's like, no problem. Relax. He logged into the computer. He found the problem. He fixed it. I was able to do the show 30 seconds before I went live because of Jonathan. He's a computer geek. He's highly intelligent. He talks way too fast. He already knows the answer to the question you're asking him before you finish asking the question. It's like, dude, let me talk. No, no, I get it. I got it. Here's the problem. Here's the issue. This is the fix. Absolutely appreciate him and his company, legendarysystems.net. And again, text me geek, and I'll text you back, 231-818-8349. Remote repairs, protection, PC Matic licenses, Microsoft licenses, any software program you need, he can provide it to you guys, give you protection on your equipment, and block you from the world. And remotely fix your devices and protect you in every way, shape, or form. Check it out right on his website, legendarysystems.net. So appreciate him. And also want to wrap up, I will be in Antrim County Republican Party meeting tonight, Ellsworth Chain of Lakes Church at 7. And then I'll be at the Rogers City Lighthouse Restaurant, Presque County Republicans on Thursday. Vicki and I will be there early for dinner at 5. The meeting starts at 6. And lastly, text me class. You come join Mark Farner, Grand Funk Railroad, his wife, and many patriots, hosted by the Mackinac County Republican Party on February 3rd. Text me class, and I will text you the flyer as well as the link to the website, acconservatives.org. Deadline is this Friday, folks, or Saturday, excuse me, 5 p.m. on Saturday. We've got to order the books. Now back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to Trucker Randy Health.